Some important talks took place early Saturday morning prior to the start of the North Bay Pride Parade. The private talks were held with some union presidents, including the president of the Ontario Federation of Labour, the vice president of the CLC, Canadian Labour Congress, as well as both York Pride and Toronto Pride. Discussions focused on ways to work better and move forward. Doug Ford has challenged us, that we have to come together as one voice. And we're not going to do that, because that's wrong, said Jason McLennan, communications director. With North Bay Pride, he's not going to make a condition on funding by us coming to one voice. That's not going to happen because if we become one voice, we silence voices and we're not willing to do that, added McLennan. We're going to come together and work better and we're going to start including all prides in Ontario and then we're going to start working with everybody across Canada and the CLC and the Ontario Federation of Labour is going to help us, and the unions are going to help us do that. So we're actually going to become a big voice but we're not going to lose any voices. McLennan is excited about the prospects moving forward. It was a very positive meeting and we came out with some really good things that we know we need to work on and we're going to continue the conversation and continue to work together. One of the key issues is funding for Pride, and finding donations and sponsorship that don't have conditions attached. We need to not have conditions for our communities and we don't want to lose people in our community so there has got to be some changes from us, from Pride to start setting boundaries and get back to our grassroots and that is what we're going to do. Pride is political and we're going to get back to Pride as political. President of CUP Ontario, Fred Hahn, was also in attendance at the parade where he spoke to Beta Day about the need for unions to open up a dialogue. It is incredibly important. Unions are social justice organizations. We care for our members and their whole lives in their communities. And that includes who they are, and those who face discrimination whether it is because of their race, or their gender or their sexual orientation. It matters for unions to take on these issues and to stand with our members and make sure we're fighting against discrimination as much as we're fighting for fairness and justice at work, said Hahn. There has been an enormous amount of change in our society around issues, particularly around LGBTQ folks, but it is not done. We still have work to do to help people to see that discrimination of any kind is actually poison in our communities. It separates us from one another. It prevents us from doing what Northerners do best, which is to stand together in tough times and in good times. That is why fighting against discrimination, making sure people feel safe, and having welcoming events like this in communities is so important. Dwight Wagner was at the parade as a member of Unifor Local 103. With Unifor, we're an inclusive union from all different walks of life and sexual orientation. We want everyone to feel welcome within our union and to be able to express who they are as an individual, shared Wagner. Everyone is valued and everyone is seen and loved for who they are and who they want to be in life, and that there's no discrimination against anyone for their personal choices in life for who they want to be and who they want to be represented by. Unions comprised just a small segment of parade participants. Stephen Sheffer is in North Bay working on the production The Lake, an Amazon Prime series being shot in North Bay. We pulled together a float to celebrate love in all its fine forms, explained Sheffer. The lake is a modern depiction of what families can look like, that they come in all shapes and sizes and configurations. And that is part of why we're here promoting love. Originally from Ottawa, and now living in New York, Sheffer shared how impressed he is with everything that North Bay Pride was able to accomplish. I'm absolutely blown away by the vibe and what I have seen so far by the amazing organizers of the Pride Committee. The other night I was at the Oh What a Night drag competition at the Capitol Center and was floored by how incredible the show was. The turnout and also just the energy coming from the audience was absolutely inspiring and really, truly uplifting. Sheffer explained the importance of being able to reconnect following 2 years of lockdowns. It is really fantastic that we're able to gather and come together as a community. It is so important for people to see each other and know that they're not alone. I think especially in the queer community during the pandemic the isolation really affected a lot of people. So having this opportunity to come together and celebrate is really affirming and uplifting and definitely what I need to get ready for the long winter, laughed Sheffer who said he hopes people will be inspired to love honestly. I think love is the answer, cheesy but true. If we can promote a message of love and oneness and togetherness and compassion and tolerance, and acceptance, then we are on our way to a more just society. Cam Gauthier attended with her 12-year-old daughter. She has been raised to accept everybody. We're here just to have fun, said Gauthier. This is really important because we want to make sure our kids are safe and sound, but we also want them to be open with everything around us. I think the presence of the paramedics and the police and firefighters joining us today means a lot. Gauthier had open conversations with her youngster about the topic. I just tell her, you're you, you love who you want. We don't care as long as she's happy with who she is and who she wants to be. I know a lot of grandparents and older people ask when she have a boyfriend and we always say ask instead, do you have someone in mind? Just changing slowly the mentality. Pierre Brelat traveled from Quebec to take in the parade. I hope they have fun, have a good time. That is what I hope. I have a coworker who is 21 and he finds it is pretty hard to meet people. Events like this help to show people that they are not alone. Jeffrey Hamilton, whose drag name is Xena, says people can refer to him by either name as long as he is addressed with respect and kindness. That is literally what this is all about. I've been coming to the Pride parades in North Bay since they started and that is always the center messaging, that I find anyways. And what I take away from it is having respect for everyone around you and not really digging too deep into the details of how someone lives their life and just loving everyone for who they are and coming together as a community to celebrate love and us. Hamilton admits he did experience some negative comments in high school in North Bay. But over the years introducing more and more Pride into the city, I feel is really progressive and I haven't gotten a lot of negative feedback for a while. It is really nice, with loads of positivity. I love it. McLennan says there was representation from roughly a dozen community groups and not-for-profits. The floats left from the staging area at the Ontario Northland parking lot, making their way through the downtown to a barbecue at the waterfront. Today is just an opportunity to get together and celebrate some things and take space. Take space and show that we are real people. We deserve to be in our communities and we have voices, and we're going to start to use them. People came from across the province to join the event. We heard some people traveled from Thunder Bay, Toronto, Ottawa and Sudbury. One of the hotels told us they are fully booked, and people were having a hard time finding someplace to stay, McLennan added. It's exciting, it has actually been great. The day wrapped up with the Out on the Hill concert at Laurentian Ski Hill.